Termination clauses. Every modern commercial contract incorporates a termination clause, delineating the conditions under which the contract may conclude prematurely before the agreed-upon termination date. Typically, termination clauses outline three principal methods by which such premature termination can occur. When a contract concludes before the agreed date, it is said to be terminated. The first method involves one party providing notice to the other, signifying an impending termination. The termination clause often specifies that the notice must be in writing. For instance, in employment contracts, it is customary to have a notice period, typically around 4 weeks. The second method of termination occurs when one of the parties commits a material breach of the contract. A material breach is a significant violation that has a substantial impact on the aggrieved party, for example, non-payment for the goods and services furnished. Minor breaches, which are smaller and less significant, usually do not give rise to contract termination, as they are not considered serious enough, such as delay in delivery. The third method of termination arises when one of the parties encounters severe financial difficulties. Many termination clauses stipulate that if a party's business goes into liquidation, with a liquidator appointed to sell its assets, the contract will be terminated. This provision is designed to safeguard the party potentially facing financial loss if the contract persists. Additionally, termination clauses often specify that if a party's business ceases trading, implying it no longer operates as a business entity, the contract will terminate immediately.